Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology, presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is September 25th, 2016. In this special report, I will take a look at the first presidential debate and analyze how the planetary patterns are manifesting for the two candidates. So far, as John Oliver says, the U.S. presidential campaign has been a series of banana peels, mousetraps, and trapdoors. And now there's an exciting development, the first of the three presidential debates taking place on Monday, September 26th, at Hofstra University in Hempstead, New York. So, here's the birth chart of the debate, calculated for when it begins, 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Note that the ascendant is Taurus, which is ruled by Venus, and we find Venus in the sixth house, the house of struggles, difficulty, enemies, and defense. So, this seems appropriate, even though it is Venus, the planet of harmony, but here it is in the sixth house of fighting. Also, let's not forget that Taurus is the sign of the bull, and when the bull gets angry, it's, well, bad. Also, Venus is the planet of appearances, and of course, this is all about the optics, in other words, what it looks like. Note that Saturn, the planet of limitation and control, is across from and directly influencing the first house from its position in the seventh house. Obviously, who controls the debate is a major factor here. Mars is the planet of combat and victory, so its condition tells us a lot about where things are going to go. And in this chart, we find Mars, planet of war and destruction, in the eighth house, the house of big changes and transformations, and scandal and humiliation. Furthermore, Mars in this chart is the ruler of the seventh house, the house that signifies both partnership and direct opponent. So, this is interesting. Mars in this eighth house position in the chart suggests some sort of major development during the debate for one or both of the opponents, with the potential of humiliation, even destruction. Mercury is the planet of communication and therefore the media. Note that Mercury in this chart is only a few degrees away from Rahu, the eclipse point, which signifies obscuring and therefore distortion. Mercury is the planet of data, of facts. So, this combination indicates something amiss in the way the debate presents so-called facts. The moon is a general significator of the public. The moon in this chart is in its own sign, Cancer. When the moon is in Cancer, it is very sensitive and receptive to input. And here it is in the third house of the chart, the third house of desires, which is also the house of daily operations, of survival. The moon in Cancer wants support and safety. This chart shows what the concerns of the public are. Survival, in other words, the economy. Now we take the planet's positions and juxtapose them against each of the contestants' charts to get an idea of how each will fare on this crucial night of the campaign. Starting first with Mrs. Clinton, we see that the moon on this night is closely lined up with her natal Mars-Pluto-Saturn combination in her 10th house. The transit of the moon serves as an activator for birth chart karma. It's that three-planet combo in her 10th house that gives Clinton the ambition and drive to be a ruler. Mars plus Saturn is mature action, controlled aggression, and thus especially determined to achieve. So, we can see that on this particular night, Clinton is highly focused and energized to achieve her ambition. Next, look at Mrs. Clinton's ascendant. Venus, the ruler of Libra, is in its home sign and in near exact conjunction with her natal sun, which happens to be her current major period ruler. Venus is the principle of attraction, the planet of relationship. When Venus transits in your ascendant, you connect well and look good to others. The sun is the planet of power and authority. So, this is definitely an advantage for Clinton during the debate to have her ruling planet Venus there conjunct her natal sun. Saturn is the planet of restriction and limitation. So, where does it land in Clinton's chart? It's in Scorpio, her second house of speech. Saturn restricts her speech, making Clinton more cautious and controlled in how she expresses herself. But what about Mars, the planet of attack, haste, impulse, victory? Mars is now transiting in Sagittarius, putting it in Clinton's third house, the house of self-efforts, use of skills, and survival. Mars transiting in this sector of her chart gives her fighting power, but also can make her too combative, and thus risk sacrificing the Venus transit in her ascendant, losing the sympathy of the public. Jupiter is the planet of opportunity, the planet of benefit and grace. Jupiter is transiting in Virgo, which puts it in Clinton's 12th house of the unknown, which includes the people you don't personally know, in other words, the public. This is another transit, along with the Venus transit in her ascendant, that appears to indicate that the masses will be favorably disposed towards her. Now let's examine Donald Trump's Vedic birth chart and see what the transits are doing to him. First thing to notice is that Mercury and Rahu are transiting in his ascendant sign. That's the planet of communications, Mercury, and the significator of obscuring and distortion, Rahu, together in the house of self. But this can work to Mr. Trump's advantage. Mercury combined with Rahu can be very convincing, since Rahu brings its quality of obsession and urgency to Mercury, planet of facts and data, lending a quality of great importance to whatever he is communicating. How about Mars, planet of combat and victory? Its transit in Sagittarius puts it in Trump's fifth house, where it boosts his creative self-expression. Mr. Trump is, of course, an experienced reality TV show actor, totally familiar with connecting with the camera. So, Mars helps him in this respect. The problem comes from Mars transiting opposite to his natal Mercury. Natal Mercury is your reasoning ability. Mars is the planet of impatience and impulse. So, in a debate setting, this energy pattern makes him prone to play fast and loose with the facts. Meanwhile, Saturn, another of the chief natural malefics, is transiting in Scorpio, Trump's fourth house, and is getting perilously close to his natal moon Ketu combination. The conjunction of the eclipse point Ketu is what makes his highly intuitive Scorpio full moon even more reactive and combustible. Now, the transit of Saturn puts additional pressure on this naturally incendiary combination in his natal chart, spoiling the accuracy of his normally right-on instincts. Is Trump getting any help from the benefic planets, Venus and Jupiter? Venus transiting in Libra lands in Trump's third house of everyday activities and making efforts. Although this transit does make for smoother daily operations, Venus is too mild a planet to help much in the self-effort department. At worst, Venus transiting in the third house becomes lazy and self-indulgent. For the debates, Venus in this position won't be dynamic enough to respond to Clinton's onslaught. She's the one with Mars transiting in the third house. Jupiter, meanwhile, is transiting in Trump's second house of speech, where it boosts up his natal Jupiter. Having natal Jupiter, the planet of expansion and belief, in his second house is what makes Mr. Trump naturally bombastic. The addition now of more Jupiter energy at this time only serves to amplify his over-the-top delivery style. So, we see from this evaluation that the planets are going to be working differently for the two candidates. It appears that Clinton has more favorable influences compared to Mr. Trump. These planetary energy patterns are functioning now, and they continue for the next couple of weeks. For debates number 2 and number 3, some planets will be in a different pattern, producing different outcomes. Of course, I'll be reporting on that in an upcoming episode. Okay, that'll do it for this week's Astrology News Report. You can keep up with daily astrological developments and contribute your own thoughts by following me on Twitter at Astro News Report.